AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A tornado hit Brunswick County on North Carolina's coast late last night. At least 3 people are dead, 10 others injured. County Emergency Director Ed Conroe.
It hit a large retirement community, entered that community off of us, what we call Seaside Road, and then went through the community and dumped across Highway 17 into a rural area where it impacted additional homes.
The massive winter storm that immobilized the southern plains is heading to the eastern Great Lakes and New England, where heavy snow and freezing rain is in today's forecast. More than 4 million homes and businesses lost power in Texas. Another 250,000 in parts of Appalachia. 250,000 more lost power in another storm that's pounded northwest Oregon. At least 4 deaths reported in Texas, including a woman and a girl dying of suspected carbon monoxide poisoning from a car running in an attached garage at a Houston home that had no electricity. Houston emergency room doctor Andrew Choi says people are using dangerous ways to stay warm.
We're starting to see an uptick in patients here, even at Memorial Hermann Cypress, for possible carbon monoxide exposure.
There's been a problem getting N95 masks to medical workers fighting the coronavirus. Mary Turner with the Minnesota Nurses Association says the masks are still being rationed.
You can't imagine how much we've had to fight for something this basic.
Internal government emails obtained by the AP show decisions were made over the past year to withhold vital information about new mask manufacturers and availability. Shipping information and interviews with manufacturers, hospital procurement officials, and medical workers show a communication breakdown, not an actual shortage, results in warehouses full of masks, doctors, nurses, paramedics, and other emergency people not getting the masks they need. This is AP News. Mississippi Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson, chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, is suing former President Donald Trump, his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, and several extremist groups, accusing them of conspiracy for their parts in the attack on the Capitol. A young girl critically injured in a crash involving an NFL coach is out of a coma.
The good news regarding Ariel Young was revealed Monday in a post on a GoFundMe page for the 5-year-old. The girl has been hospitalized since the February 4th crash. Britt Reed is head coach Andy Reed's son. He was initially placed on administrative leave following the multi-vehicle crash, but now he no longer works for the team. Police said the crash happened near the team's training complex next to Arrowhead Stadium when Reed's truck slammed into 2 cars on the side of the road. Police say Reed admitted to having, quote, 2 or 3 drinks before that crash. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.